We're on the air. Go ahead and call us into order. We're the Six Osage Nation Congress. We are in our HUNCA session. The date is April 1st. Reminder, it's April Fool's Day for those of us that are tricky. And the time is 10:09 a.m. We are on day 7. First agenda item is prayer. Congresswoman Stabler, would you please say a prayer for us this morning?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the opportunity we have to serve the Osage people. We ask that you watch over all of our people that are in mourning and in illness, and we thank you for restoring Katie Ware's life this weekend. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Just a reminder to everyone to speak into the mic. I think we're getting better at it, but it's still something we need to get better at. I know there have been quite a few complaints about being able to hear us. Next agenda item is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse. Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Congressman Tillman's daughter is having surgery, and he is with her. Congresswoman Pratt is in Norman at the language fair. Congressman Big Horse is out of state. And Congressmaker is still recovering from neck and back surgery. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from Friday.
To approve the journal of March 29th, 2019.
Second.
I have a motion by Congresswoman Edwards to approve the journal, seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, the journal is approved. Now on reports of select committees. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, Appropriations Committee met, and we would like to report that we reviewed the appointment for Osage Nation Treasurer, Jim Littleton. We met on March 29th, and the final committee action is candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Potts, Edwards, Goodfox, Stabler, one absent, Congressman Big Horse. It was a good meeting. I'd like to move that we place Jim Littleton, place his confirmation on tomorrow's agenda.
Second. Okay.
Motion to place Jim Littleton for confirmation on tomorrow's agenda by Congresswoman Whitehorn. It was seconded by Congressman Potts. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no.
Thank you.
Okay, motion carries. Seeing no more Select committee reports. We'll move on to reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Edwards.
The committee met on ONCR 1904, which is a resolution to authorize and approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction for the execution of a detention services agreement with the Sac and Fox Nation. Sponsors Congresswoman Good Fox. The final committee action is due pass with yes votes from Edwards, Potts, Pratt, and Whitehorn. Two absent, Maker and Big Horse. This is an agreement that the nation had in place with the Sac and Fox Nation that has expired and needed to be renewed. So if there's no one that wants to amend it, which I doubt there is, but if there is, I will move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place this on general order day two on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion to place resolution number ONCR 1904 on general order day two on today's agenda by Congresswoman Edwards. It was seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. This is a rule suspension, so there's no discussion. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, ONCR 1904 will be on today's agenda on general order day two. Okay, seeing no more standing committee reports, we'll move on to introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be read in? Okay, seeing none. Agenda item seven is bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Lemon.
Good morning, Speaker, Assistant Chief, and fellow members of Congress. I'm reading in ONCA 1930, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act, 16 ONC, Section 3101 through Section 3105, and to insert Sections 3106 and 3107, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Congresswoman, ONCA 1930 is assigned to the Health and Social Services Committee. Congresswoman Pratt is not here. I'm not aware of a I'll go ahead and read it in for her. Reading in ONCA 1931, an act to amend and replace 15 ONC section 1A-101 to add definitions and applicability to Osage legislation and recipients of Osage funds and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1931 is assigned to the Appropriations Committee. Okay, we are now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. Resolution number ONCR 1904, a resolution to authorize and approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction for the execution of a detention services agreement with the Sac and Fox Nation. Sponsor is Congresswoman Good Fox. Are there any amendments to be proposed?
I don't have any.
Seeing
if there's
none.
No amendments, then I'm going to move to advance general order date, or I'm sorry, ONCR 1904 to modify the agenda and advance 1904 to third reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Following engrossment.
Okay, motion by Congresswoman Good Fox to advance resolution number ONCR 1904. To third reading on today's agenda after engrossment. It was seconded by Congresswoman Lemon. No discussion. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Seeing none.
Move to recess for the purposes of engrossment.
Second.
Motion to recess by Congresswoman Edwards, seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, we are in recess for the purposes of engrossment.
I love the green and the black. Look at that, Trey's already got it ready.